Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears along with you here on this Wednesday, July the 7th, 2021. Here we are, 15 minutes past the hour, and as I alluded to earlier, we do have a big surprise here in the WWGH studios today. A gentleman who really hasn't been here in about 3 years, and we're so glad to have him back, and it is a special time because we are on the eve of his 80th birthday, which is tomorrow. The legendary civil rights activist, union activist, professional wrestler, and one of the best talkers, bar none, in any field, former candidate for governor here in Ohio, the legendary Thunderbolt Patterson is in studio with us. Thunderbolt, how are you?
Heaven high there, Scott. I'm very, very good. Thank you.
It's good to see you. It's been a while. How have you been?
Hey, Scott, God, I have to say it. God's been good to me, regardless of the situation that the country has been in, the situation that I've been in all of my life. God has really, really kept me and brought me full circle.
We are on the eve of your 80th birthday here. A lot of pro wrestlers haven't made it that far. Did you think you'd make it to 80?
Well, I never thought about it. Never thought about it at all. And just these last few years when I started understanding the blood of Jesus. You know, I'm getting a little older and your values and everything change. And the things you used to do, you can't do no more. Never get old. It just slips up on you. I'm just so thankful that he spared me in his grace and his mercy.
What does being 80 mean to you?
Another day that God has gave me, and I thank him so much. I mean, when you look at the whole thing, Scott, I've learned a lot in these last 80 years, and I've been across the country, around the world a little bit, and I've seen a lot of different changes, and seen a lot of the same old stuff. You know, and just back up a little bit and see how events has been turning over these last few years and how things are coming down the pipe now and things that should just melt together. It's problems. You know, we've got to start thinking instead of thinking, we got to start thinking that, hey, what's wrong with that individual? What's wrong with that? They walk, they talk, they do the same thing that we all do. But, you know, somewhere, somebody got to say, hey, it's got to stop.
Birthdays are a good time for reflection. When you reflect back on your 80 years, what sticks out?
Well, see, that's deep there, man. That's deep. This will be the second birthday I've had. You know, and the most thing that sticks out the most is the people that done it or doing it. Pastor T done it, a real good friend of mine for a long, long time. We tried to run Christian wrestling and bring people to the altar, try to straighten them out just a little bit and clean up wrestling some. And like you. Now, all of these years, you know, when we started years ago, and we've had our ups and downs, but here we are. So, I mean, look here. You know, if people would just listen, you know, I was sitting here in your office, and I heard you just a few minutes ago. I mean, talking with some people that with some real heavy stuff and things that went well and things that didn't go well. Great understanding. And that's the reason I take my hat off to your group for putting up with an individual like me. Yeah, I'm a controversy. You know what I mean? But I try to do what y'all do. It's about the truth, getting to the bottom of the source. And, you know, I think it's working real well.
Yeah, so do I. Thunderbolt, you've got a couple big events coming up over the next month.
Well, it's just so amazing. It's so amazing. When I was honored there a couple years ago, and then we had the pandemic and so forth. But God kept right on working, you know, and everything go like it's been going. We'll be in Waterloo, Iowa. In the next week for the Luthiers and the Dan Gable and some great guys is going in. Mark Henry is going in. Mm. You know, and I have never met him, and it'd be an honor for me to meet him in my hometown. And it's such an honor to be able to be recognized in your hometown, because normally you don't, you know. And then in September, the Cauliflower Club. I'm being honored there. So we're back on the stage a little bit, and we're going to do a few shows here and there. That's something that people should listen to later on that we got down the pipe. And we got a praise and worship. Praise and worship all over this country. There's need to be a revival that just don't stop. They say when the praises goes up, the blessings come down. The good people, well, you can't do anything. You can't change nobody. God's got all of this here. He's in charge regardless if they want to recognize it or not. But we, as I would like to say, level-head people that care about their brothers, their sisters, no matter what color they are or who they are, it's just people coming together and trying to just uplift what is right. I mean, the United States gets such a big lie on top of them for so many things. Let's clear this stuff up. Ain't nobody mad at nobody. And all of you haters out there, quit stirring this. Ooh, Jesus. See, you understand what I'm saying to you, Scott? It's so many people, that just stirring that pot, just don't want to see things. Just, we're in the greatest country in the world, you know, bar none. Anything that you talk about, it could be and should be number one. You know, ways, hey, but I'm so full, I'm about to bust.
You know, I have, sitting here this morning with you, I missed you so much, because we had so much fun about 3 years ago, and yeah, we've had ups and downs, but 90% of it has been up.
Yes, sir.
And here we are again this morning on the eve of your 80th.
Yes, sir, and just to start. We're getting ready to take all the storylines out of wrestling. We're getting ready to bring some wrestling back. It's a business, but it's a business that individuals that know how to wrestle and promoters that are fair and it's just being right.
You know, Thunderbolt, this is something that I think is important to talk about, because it's been the rap on wrestling really since the beginning, and then amped up in the 80s, is that it is, they use the term fake. Now, from a man who was in the ring, you know, I can't say I've never been in the ring. The people who make those statements can't say they've never been in the ring. Well, you have.
Okay. Let me do the best I can.
Do you? Now, it's like yours.
The world is all about money. It's a business, one of the greatest business in the world. And everything has corruption in it. Now, just start. Make your own judgment. You know, I mean, if you would, I've got every tape with every mistake they've made on them. You know, when they change to entertainment, for they didn't change that for the fans or for been just saying it's Hollywood. They done it because of dollars and cents, commissions and loopholes and so forth and so on. But well, the mean part that they done was take the wrestling out of it and put individuals, big money, and no skills, and try to imitate or duplicate, or just you go to a wrestling match and you see acrobats, you see all kind of stuff outside of the ring, but it's supposed to be about wrestling. And those gentlemen that spends that time in college or learning, I mean, it's a, you go through a lot, just like that microphone right there. You know, just whatever individual do, no ordinary individual can just walk up and do it because they want to do it. And that was one of the, no other business, no other business would allow something that was nothing or just a friend to run their business down because they can't perform.
Now, this is a point. You have a unique way of speaking, and it's always been a great talker, Thunderbolt Patterson. Where do you think that came from?
I try to tell the truth. I try to tell the truth, and I mean, I'm doing right now what I done then. The same thing, this ain't no gimmick. You understand? Yeah. This is no gimmick. This is the real deal. You get it? And I had the opportunity, Scott, to work with all of the greatest wrestlers that ever been in this business. When I came in, I mean, the Luthers, the Funks, I mean, the Vern Gunnions, I mean, I'm talking, I mean, the list goes on and on. If I didn't know how to wrestle, I would have learned from being in there, and I have some skills, you know, and that was helped me a lot, and just the things that the promoters do to suppress some individuals and to put some in line lights and not give the fans is the most important of this whole thing.
Well, it's interesting because I sent you a clipping the other day. In our local newspaper here, the Marion Star, the paper of note, 1968, December of 1968, there was a wrestling card coming to the Coliseum, 5,000-seat Coliseum over here. Only one picture on the promotion, and that's Thunderbolt Patterson. So even in 1968... you were making waves in this area.
Well, it was God. I mean, this has been a real journey, a real trip. You know, there's so many individuals that say they have the knowledge, and you know, when you hear a individual say that, well, I was only over in one or two places. You know, what I mean, you can well that. You know they don't know what they're talking about. Because I was all over, and I sold wherever I was, wherever I was given the opportunity, I sold out everything I ever had.
What do you think it was about you that caused that?
Jesus. Wasn't none of me. Look, I mean, I've been in the ring with some of the greatest wrestlers in the world, some of the greatest workers in the world. Just little old me, didn't finish school, but got a PhD degree in life. And all I do is I learn how to put my hands on somebody one way or the other, you know. And those Lelouthes, those guys just taught me what I needed to know. Because I could fight from the get-go.
Now, if anybody would look at the way you were in the ring, you had a very unique style that nobody else has ever been able to do. The way you moved and the way you operated, how did that evolve?
It's me. I mean, and I come up in the streets. I come up in, you know, I dance and have a good time. And I've had to whoop a few people and tell them what's going on while I do it, you know. And it's just God give me, this was not just a hap. It was for a purpose. I mean, for now, all that, 56 years, and it's all on. And I mean, I was out. I mean, door was shut. Briscoe opened it back up. God was lay on his heart. He kept fighting and kept fighting and kept, hey, you know, and all the people around him understood, you know. I mean, and just like you can go to, like I say, line up all those tapes. And you can see all of the faults, all the things that they did wrong for no reason at all. All the big lies for no reason at all. And that reason, well, was the reason all about money. And just like they're doing today, they're paying individuals to keep their thing going on, you know.
What caused that door to shut on you many years ago?
Well, that's good. That's a real good question is, I tried my best to organize a union, hospitalization. You know, I was not able to get, I got two artificial hips, and I wasn't able to get them done until I got a labor job. You know, and it looks like that I never missed a day or work or a year or anything, but you know, who in their right mind would just walk away from, you know, I mean, I wasn't no slob. I could do fairly well, and if I would have done real well, if I've had that the same chance, the opportunity, and you know, the same thing that's rough today. Well, you had a chance. They tried to do it, but you understand what I'm saying? The same old race card is wore out, man.
You know, just to explain this, how racism was and is in your day, tell them the story about the Superdome. You were headlining the Super, no, and the payoff you got.
Well, yeah, well, you know, and Scott, I got a tape. I have a tape where a young man told me that him and the young kid that worked with me in that Jamalee, for the same type of building, they gave each one of them $5,000. I was only given $1,000. And it was supposed to be a friend of mine that would really hurt so bad, you know? It's just unreal, man. It's unreal. The individuals that has that power and, you know, to be overlooked, to, you know, I mean, not able to do what God gave you. Yeah, I mean, it's deep, man. It's really deep. And the biggest part of, and the biggest lie of the whole thing is that Lawler and over there in Memphis. And it's when you was talking, when that show in 68 that they had here, well, that also in 68, I beat Mark Lewin in Australia. and that Jerry Jarrett and Lawler put me as their champion from that time. I ain't got a dime from them all that time. And then Lawler had the audacity to go on there trying, making jokes, or I didn't show up lying like a dog. And you understand what I'm saying? And all of those guys has not missed a day. And the things that they have done to people, I mean, it's deep, man. It's just really deep.
Well, you know, we have talked about this before, because if you look at the internet and you search Thunderbolt Patterson, you get a lot of great clips of your career, but then you get these comments that people have made over the years, from Bill Eady to Jim Cornette, you know, all these people. And the one thing that they all say, and a lot of them do praise you in a way for what you did, but they are hard to get along with. He was hard to get along with. Where did that, in your mind, where did that come from?
Well, you have to look at those tapes also, where Ole and all of them different, they say that those ones that don't know how to wrestle, you don't just lay down for them. And I wouldn't lay down for those individuals that didn't know how to wrestle and didn't know how to draw no money. Just like Bill Eady. I mean, he was a top guy and been all over. And I wish I'd known that night. I would have whooped him so bad. It would have been unreal. I mean, that's a fact. You know, I'm talking, so for an individual to say that I went to a promoter, and tried to get him fired, come on, man. Yeah.
And I think also the accusation was made that you were a champion and you would not drop the belt.
Well, that's the reason they say they wouldn't give me no belt, because they couldn't get it back. Well, but Scott, I work with these people all I could. I let those people beat me in my hometown the first time. And if I'd known they was like that, you understand what I'm saying, Scott? I tried to work with them, but no other individual that they used do they beat in their hometown. You understand that, don't you? But they done. And then also, Doc Gayden, you know, Doc Gayden had the opportunity, but the individuals that, I mean, they playing that race card. That Jody Hamlin, the one put that, I was hard to get along with and whatever, you know, because I wouldn't let them beat on me. I would take care of myself. You know, Abdullah, I mean, I had to touch him up, you know, because they want to beat on me and get over on me. And then those individuals out there that don't know anything about wrestling do anything they want them to do. I don't do that.
When you looked, or the last time you looked at what wrestling has become, what do you think of it?
Entertainment. And I mean, it's a lot of things. Look at a lot of things. Number one, the most hurting thing is how, you know, Vince McMahon has some of the greatest athletes, and he has had some individuals that he's misused very, very bad, and he has an individual right now that could beat every one of them up there, and he's just suppressing him. You know, I mean, when you get into a business like this here, you want to be on top, you know. But Vince had the chosen one that he want to use that away. But it make monkeys out of a lot of black guys. You know, I mean, they let that, because it's all about the dollar, you know. And but Shelton Benjamin is one of the greatest athletes that ever come along, and Brock is also, but Shelton beat Brock. So that tells you, you understand what I'm saying? I mean, just like me, you take that prime time away from, and then the next thing, you're too old. Eric Bischoff told me I was too old back then. You understand? And he didn't know not one thing about wrestling other than a ring or a microphone. But he's running stuff. I mean, bought in all his friends. And all the ones they bought in and gave that big money was the ones that just killed the best territories in the country. And it's just, and it's just like the government. You got to believe what they say. If you don't, boom, you're gone. If you open your mouth, you're gone. So there it is.
What do you make of the country right now? You've lived through this pandemic. You just came from Georgia.
Yes.
What's it been like for you these last year, this last year and a half?
Well, I've been by myself. I stayed to myself and done what they told me. You know, I didn't take shots because of that Tuskegee deal, and a lot of people know about that. And that was something that was deliberately done. And a lot of folks thought Trump was going to deliberately do the same thing. You know, you can't fault people, only know what they have seen or heard or whatever, you know. But, you know, I advise everybody, if they should take the test. We have the best scientists in the world, and we have, you know, best medicine and everything. So, you know, and this or that is real. It's killed many, many people, you know, and still killing them. So, you know, you got to use your own judgment and some sense.
So you have been vaccinated?
Twice. Yes.
Yeah. Now that we are coming through this, what do you make of the fact that only 50%, one in two people, have been vaccinated?
Well, that's a lot of things. That's a lot of things. They work. I mean, you got 50% up there in our White House going against the other 50%. What kind of country is that? What's going on, man? What Marvin Gates on long time, what's going on? It ain't nothing new. Ain't nothing new, but don't nobody want no change. You know, what did I do so bad, man? Why you hate me so bad? You know, you understand what I'm saying? I love you. And we can get along because you can see. Don't nobody want to fight. Don't nobody want to fight, but them haters out there trying to make all this black life, this teen day, all that mess is just stirring a pot. Everything and everybody matters. It looks like people don't matter to themselves. It's time to wake up and smell the coffee.
Where do you think we are headed? We just came off Independence Day. Where do you think we're headed as a country?
Well, houses have almost doubled. But you say it's all about the money. I mean, they're building. I came coming up here, man. They're doing reconstruction on them roads. I mean, I've never seen it like that before. The whole highway covered up with a deal, and this is the greatest country in the world, greatest place to be, and going up, it ain't going down regardless of what individuals are trying to do, you know. God is still in charge, and they better wake up.
Before the pandemic, you went into a Hall of Fame of wrestling. Mm-hmm. What was that moment like for you?
That's what I started wrestling for. One of the things I started wrestling for. And I mean, Luthiers, Bearcat Wright, those were my idols. And I started to, when I got in, I wanted to be the top of the heap. And I saw that it was all about people. I'm a people's person. And God give me the ability to do what people, I guess, like a little bit because they come. And all I want to do is be a part of, you know, a owner, a booker, a, you know, not just a wrestler. I got a little more skills than that. So overlooked. We're going to show them some stuff, though, and for long.
Well, and it's exciting.
Yes,
and it's exciting. Now, did anybody ever come to you, aside from titles and things like that, and ask you to do something that you said, I'm not going to do that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, Harley Race, put him over. I wouldn't put him over. That's probably about the only... I mean, I just wouldn't put him over. I mean, you know, all the money those guys made and lying on me, for what reason? Just because do you know the reason I came to Atlanta?
Why is that?
Ann Gunkel, Ray Gunkel's wife. He died in Savannah, Georgia on a Thursday night. Friday morning, they set him out. They set her outdoors. No, was that right? Taking away from like that, chauvinistics. And during that, I mean, when I come in there, it's a lot of guys that I guess tried to, you know, discourage me or stop me or whatever, but it was able to go on through. And Ann was able to hold her and start doing as well as the rest of them. Then her husband, best friend, sold her out. You know, it's old, it's just a rat race, you know. And when Ernie called me for it, they told me I would never do nothing no more. But all of them that worked for Ann, you know, and they bookers and wrestled and everything, you know, but I was the only one that was, because I tried to get a union.
Yeah. When did you realize that wasn't going to work? That you could not get this done?
I don't believe that it's impossible. They should, all of them should run to it. You know what I mean? They're kicking them out, blah, 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 blah. It's just so many people, so many different places, it's hard to get all the signatures and all. But, and Vince started paying some of them too well and overpaid, and then some were paying like nothing. It's just more individuals that was not worthy made more money than individuals, I think. That could, you know, they perform well.
In those days, what was it like to work a building like the famous Omni in Atlanta, Georgia?
Well, that was one of the things that Ole and Vince McMahon had a discussion about. See, Georgia is one of the best. Georgia and North Carolina were one of the best territories, and Florida's good. Well, all territories are good, but Georgia has short trips, close towns, and the Ole made a tape interview on where Vince asked him, told him they drawed 16,000 people in Madison Square Garden, and they'll come back in the next 5 weeks. Well, we draw 16,000 people in the Omni and come back the next week in the City Auditorium and sell it out. Every week, go 60 miles to Carrollton, sell it out every week. Go 20 miles, 30 miles up to Marietta, sell it out every week. 10,000, some people. You know, you understand what I'm saying? Columbus and Augusta, the same way. Well, all of those, and Atlanta only have how many people? 8 million or so? But what does New York have?
A little bit more.
Okay, so you understand, man.
When you're working in a room, 16,000 people, and it's sold out, what are the payoffs like in those days?
Oh, well, I would cry. I mean, Watts gave me $1,000. $1,000. And took me a while to get that, you know. It was just ridiculous. I still can't understand it. And like I say, I have a tape where Larry Hamilton say he paid him $5,000. Larry Hamilton, you know Larry Hamilton?
Mm-hmm.
I hate to say it, but he couldn't do nothing to my boots. You understand what I'm saying? And that you know, that's the way they, I don't know. Well, look at Tony. Look how Tony set up and just lied for no reason at all. Funny. Man, it's just unreal, man.
Well, it's interesting because about, I think that was 2016, you were here with Tony Atlas. And we all had a good time, but he was certainly saying different things than what he has went on to say other places about you.
Yeah.
So, I mean, this guy professed to be your friend when he was here. Yeah. What do you make of that?
Well, it's a lot of them like that. I mean, I would love to get listen to what they would say about that. You know, what am I doing wrong? Gotta stand up for myself, speak for myself, and don't lie on nobody. Don't lie on nobody.
Do you think you had a temper? Do you think that did it?
A temper?
Yeah, well, when they say hard to work with, a lot of things that come to people.
But see, that's the part that really bothers me because
okay.
I work with every champion it is, and everybody that was somebody, and I had no problems out of doing whatever they wanted to do. So, but I would not allow what they call jabronis. Y'all know what jabronis is, don't you? Any of these that shouldn't be in wrestling. I'm going to allow them to do too much to me.
When the music came in and the colorfulness came in and the dolls and that whole era, what did you make of that?
Well, Barnett let me sell a few pictures when he was going out, but they didn't let me. Watts pushed all of the pictures up under, didn't sell a one, sold out crowd. And the dolls, they saying it's me, but I never get nothing from nothing or nowhere to even find them and so forth. And, let's see what else. It's just, you know, I mean, I've never got nothing. I mean, I never had the opportunity, no kind of way, that they give individuals. Like Jim would say, I was a grassroots individual trying to help people. And it didn't go along with the wrestling because the way that I was being, and I was drawing money. It would have been a different thing if I didn't draw no money. But the fans pretty well backed me pretty good. And then you look at all of the so-called black leaders that knew all about it, and they let it go on. Didn't say one word about it. Everyone that spoke about it was changing a soup line to a steak line. You understand what I'm saying? You know, that's the kind of world we living in. You know, I just had never been a yes person.
What has the last 20 years been like since you've been away from the mainstream wrestling business?
Well, no money. I mean, it was just like you go to a lawyer and they say, oh yeah, I can do this. Then down the line a little bit, well, it's my client, I can't, and they just boom, drop it. Well, no money, no invites, just maybe two or three places had me once or twice. Once and twice, maybe. You know, two or three times. And even when I started all broke up, I didn't get no disability. Didn't get no, they covered every base of shitting you down. But, you know, if you don't make no money, and thank God I did work a little bit and I had a few pennies coming and I retired early to take that. But I still wouldn't get no work or nothing way before then, see.
Is there anything in the entertainment industry that you ever wanted to do other than wrestling?
Oh, well, I speak, I talk, I preach, I'm a preacher. I like to tell folks about Jesus. And gospel singing, the last time I was here, Scott, didn't you go into prison?
I did.
You know, and I had hooked that, was starting to hook that. Well, I got all them boys now. You know, it's seven of them, and praise and worship, all done time, and that's another thing that, you know, there's so many, just like Bill Cosby getting out now, you know, done time, it wasn't fair. It wasn't all fair, you know what I mean? And so, and a lot of things being that way, and who might that be?
That's going to he's going to join us for the next 2 hours. We're going to get together here for the next, because Thunderbolt's not going anywhere.
Yeah.
He's going to be with us here for the next 2 hours, and Glenn Coble and I and the legendary Thunderbolt Patterson, turning 80 years old tomorrow. Big birthday.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Thank God. And Scott of Marion, Ohio. I mean, as they say, I searched the whole world over, couldn't find nobody. Searched the whole world over. They stop it here and stop it there. And I mentioned it to Scott. And, okay, we're going to do that. So here we are.
Good.
He didn't know I was coming. He didn't know I was coming. I mean, me and him have battles. We have battles now. But me and him have a chemistry.
We do.
It's all about real and right. And I don't think nobody in the country do it no better than me and him. You know, everything that I hear, that when I talk now, I'm talking about wrestling. Everything that they line up to keep folks working, as they would say, is as they say, the big lies to control. And see, we don't do that at all.
Well, in the fairness of honesty here, I want to tell a little story before this hour ends. Because here's what happened. Thunderbolt called me on Friday last week and said, I'll see you tomorrow, Saturday. And I'm driving up. And I said, okay, this will be great because we're at 4th of July and all this. And I could not get a hold of Thunderbolt for the last 3 or 4 days. And I thought, gee whiz, what in the world happened here? I mean, I knew he'd show up. I just was worried that, you know, something might have happened. So I was so glad to get the phone call this morning that he was in town. And matter of fact, somebody sent me a message and said, I saw Thunderbolt Patterson driving through town this morning. Well, I thought, I know he's here. He made it a day early for the 80th birthday. Yes. Thank goodness.
Well, you know, it's everything is, things just don't just happen. I think everything is for a reason and have a purpose. I think we have a purpose. And I think, I know that I have made up in my mind that I'm going to follow Jesus. And I know what he's done for me. And he tells me almost every step to do now because I listen. I listen. And I'm so thankful to run. He put different people. He moves the baggage and the garbage. And he replaces them with different people that want to. We got to be on the same page. You know, everybody going different ways, it just don't work that way. try to walk down the street, and if it's full, and everybody going to different, it don't work. It just don't work.
Do want to let everybody know we've got about a minute left in this program. Thunderbolt Patterson will be with us till noon today. Glenn Coble will join us here from 10 to 12. Then we have a Progressive Life coming up today from 12 to 1. Glenn and Professor Ron Feynman. Offbeat News and Trivia with Nate Redman later on today, 4:10 to 5 p.m. I know he's got a great giveaway. And the Trinity Baptist Church Sunday Sermon will air tonight on this station from 6:10 until 7 p.m. Remember, you can get us anywhere on the internet at WWGH1071.com or download the free TuneIn app, absolutely free, anywhere in the world, and you can listen to these programs live. Back with Thunderbolt and Glenn in about 15 minutes.
To WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, The Talking Place. For legendary comedian Dick Gregory,
I just say my prayer to the real God. I say, man, they're awesome, Negroes.